Now we're joined by our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. Each week we tell stories about what's going on in the Hudson River to Henry. The Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island were between 78 and 81 degrees, slightly cooler than last week. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Port of Quaymans wants to make their temporary expansion into Hudson permanent. 4 years ago, the port was allowed to temporarily expand into the Hudson River to work on the Tappan Zee Bridge project. Last week, a subsidiary of port owner Carver Laraway asked the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the State Department of Environmental Conservation for permanent status for a riverfront complex of trestles and cranes. Some of those cranes extend more than 270 feet into the Hudson River from the port. Nearing predicts the approval for the expansion, quote, could make the privately owned port a more direct competitor of the publicly owned Port of Albany, which has been controlled by a state-appointed commission representing Albany and Rensselaer since the 1930s, unquote. The large cranes and trestles added 4 years ago were supposed to be removed, but now General Counsel George McHugh said August 1st they hope to keep them and lure other businesses there. Rich Hendrick, General Manager of the Port of Albany, said if Laraway's request is approved, quote, it will certainly benefit him up here. When I say something is going to be temporary, it stays temporary, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Nature Conservancy released a report August 1st imagining 1,800 projects from drainage culverts to rebuilt sewer plants to keep the Hudson River healthy. The report proposes 81 projects in Greene County, 37 in Schoharie County, and 391 in Columbia County. In Albany County, there are proposals for 141 projects and another 137 in Rensselaer County. Cleaning up all the sewage overflows into the Hudson River from towns and cities along the waterway are some of the largest projects in the report, which included input from local government officials and the Hudson River Foundation, Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, Riverkeeper, Scenic Hudson, Lower Hudson Valley Coalition of Conservation Districts, and the Hudson River Watershed Alliance. Quote, this report calls for a lot of infrastructure, unquote, said Andy Peck, freshwater projects manager for the Nature Conservancy. Quote, roads, culverts, wastewater treatment are all big concerns from the communities. Also, it calls for enhanced access to the river for recreation, reflecting the economic importance of tourism to the region. Unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Spectrum News reports that the body of 49-year-old Paul Mushida was found in the Hudson River this week. Mushida was the swimmer who went missing last month after trying to help another swimmer in distress. Mushida went missing in the Hudson near Waryaz Park, and while the swimmer he was trying to help was rescued, Mushida did not resurface. Read the full story at the Spectrum website. Leah Ustashewicz reported in the New York Post August 1st that an 8.5-inch oyster weighing 1.3 pounds was pulled from below a pier in Manhattan this week. The Post makes the fuzzy claim that, quote, it could be the biggest bivalve ever found in the Hudson River, unquote. Hudson River observers think it is a good sign, quote, for a long time we've been talking about how the Hudson River Park sanctuary waters really support this ecological abundance of 70 species of fish, unquote. Nicolette Witcher, the Hudson River Park Trust Vice President of Environment and Education, told the Tribeca Tribune, quote, these oysters are a nice manifestation of that, unquote. Read the full story in the New York Post. This has been Hudson River Stories. Tune in next week for more Tales of the Hudson River with Henry the Hudson Whale.